Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So thrilled that you're with us today. I know your time is very valuable, so the fact that you're spending it with us is very much appreciated, and I know for sure that you're going to take away several ahas today with our very special guest, who is also a friend of mine. Her name is Laura Gisborne, who is the founder of www.poweredwithpassion.com. And she definitely knows what it takes to build a sustainable business. She started 9 businesses that range from a thriving clothing boutique to several multi-million dollar enterprises. And she's also a dynamic speaker and coach. She supports clients to identify their unique passions, clarify next steps for business, and design systems to take it to the marketplace where it becomes a leader in its field. She's also very passionate about cooperative entrepreneurism, and that's why she founded Powered with Passion, which is a unique value system for proactive prosperity that empowers entrepreneurs with tools to actualize their dreams. And she lives in Sedona, which is my favorite place on the planet. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Laura to the show. Welcome, Laura.
Hi. Thank you.
So I'm glad that you're here, and I'd love to hear, and I know everyone listening would love to hear, how you align to your purpose and how you got to the place that you are today.
Well, Jen, thanks for asking. I think that really most of us have these experiences where we are really on autopilot. You know, where we grow up with conditioning about what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it, and we kind of get on this path that feels like it's been handed down to us with a message that this is what you're, you know, this is what you're all about. And something doesn't feel right. And for many people, it comes in the form of a wake-up call. Something happens in their lives that kind of gives them, you know, the aha, like you said. Really, all of a sudden, I call it the 3 Ds for most people. Either someone you love passes away and you experience a death, and then you start feeling your own mortality, or somebody you care about or yourself catches a disease, and really all of a sudden, again, your health that you've been taking for granted isn't so easy to assume. For me, in my experience, the 3rd D was a divorce. I was clipping along in business, doing great, I thought, and just being a total workaholic. I was so busy making money and working and just making a living that I really wasn't in touch at all with my life. And when my husband and I got divorced, I really had to take a good hard look at myself and my future and my children's future and go deep. I knew what I could do to be successful in business, but I wasn't clear at all about how to be aligned with what my personal passions were. And it started the discovery.
Hmm. So what is the 4th D?
Well, there's 3 that I know of, but there might be a 4th one.
Oh, I thought you said there was 4.
No. There's 3 that I know of, but you know, the other thing that happens for sometimes people...
Let's make it up.
Well, no, because it's usually an A. You know, Brendan Burchard talks about his automobile accident, and so sometimes, again, it's just that shocking experience or some kind of life, you know, tragedy, or it can be, you know, for my parents, they were in Hurricane Andrew in Florida, and that changed their whole lives, you know, just that experience. So sometimes, you know, maybe it's three D's and a C. I don't know. Maybe there's a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. But I'd like it that we had growing pleasures instead of growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, you know, I hope I answered the question. That's when I really woke up and realized that I wanted to get clear about my purpose and how I was living.
Mm-hmm. So when you, because you started your businesses well before your divorce, so you were just kind of plugging along in that and probably unconsciously aware that it was your purpose to accumulate all that wisdom at that time to then pay it forward now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all are blessed with experiences that teach us. And even when we're unconscious, you know, God has a bigger plan for us and is sharing with us some of the tools that we need, even though we're not really conscious of what's happening. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely gaining business tools. But the work that I do now with people is much more about coming from the heart center out instead
mm-hmm.
of just about making...
I love how you shared your story because so many people, I mean, this is Soul Purpose Central, and I know people are tuning in because they either want to know their purpose or they want to know how to live their purpose. And I have yet to meet someone in discussion about purpose, someone who's living their purpose, that didn't have one of those things that you were talking about. And oftentimes we're waiting for this big, you know, moment.
Right.
And a lot of times we've created a wake-up call, and we don't always know how to view it, but what we can recognize that, you know, we need the breakdown before we get the breakthrough.
Right.
Not that we need that, but that's typically what happens, at least in the old paradigm. I'm not so sure what that's going to look like in the new paradigm. Then we can actually embrace it. I know for me, when I had a car accident, it was pivotal. I still get lessons from that, and that was like 15 years ago.
Wow.
So I embrace all of that.
Yeah.
So you've had all of these businesses, and you know, what would you say you've learned about all the different, because you've had a variety of different businesses, what have you learned from that experience?
So, we only have an hour show, right? it's 20 plus years. It's a lot of stuff to fit in a package, but I'll do my best. What I can say, you know, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, Jennifer, is that people are people.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what type of business I'm in or what type of environment I'm in, you know, we all really pretty much have similar hopes and dreams. And so working in business is really, there are different tools and techniques to be successful in business. But what I've discovered in my own experience is that if the personal stuff isn't cleaned up and clear, and this was really my discovery, we can, as human beings, sabotage our success. And
mm-hmm.
In my experience, professional success, true professional success, which feels really good and integrated and you're excited about being who you are and you wake up in the morning, like really aligned with your passion and purpose,
mm-hmm.
that follows personal clarity and development. So
mm-hmm.
getting my personal house in order allowed me to be much more successful in business with ease and grace than I had ever imagined was possible. You know, and
mm-hmm.
the veils keep being removed, and I keep being just blessed with new awarenesses and new relationships with people like yourself, you know, just the attraction of really a place of playing the game. The game just keeps getting bigger and bigger, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps getting more and more fun and more contributory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really feeling like you get up in the world and get out there in the world doing something that is purposeful and making your contribution to the world. It's really a great blessing.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much, you're right, and I love how you shared that. Some people treat their business like it's a burden and a duty, and it's painful and it's hard work, and you know, it's all those kind of energies. And then there's the option of treating it like a playground and having a great time and just really creating as much you know, fun as possible. And I know for myself, and you and I have chatted about this privately, that every time I up-level, and that's what you were describing, that it becomes more fun.
Yeah.
And the types of people that you meet the more you up-level are just absolutely incredible. So
it
just keeps getting better and better, and what an honor and a privilege to be able to use entrepreneurship as a vehicle for my own personal transformation, because I believe it's the greatest healer on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and to also, you know, use it to help other people transform as well.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned creating ease and grace in business, and I know you have a process for creating ease and grace in all areas of your life. So I definitely want to hear more about that when we come back from the break. And I know after the break we'll talk about a special giveaway that you have for our listeners today. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, my name is Jennifer Longmore, host of Soul Purpose Central, and today we are with our very special guest, Laura Gisborne of PoweredWithPassion.com. And before the break, Laura was sharing with us her journey to align to her purpose and some of the things that she's learned as an entrepreneur. And Laura, I know that you are all about doing things with ease and grace. So can you give us some insight about how to really show up that way in our lives, in our careers, in our business?
I can certainly try. So when things are flowing for me with ease and grace, Jennifer, it usually is when I'm very clear and clean about how I'm spending my time. And so when people come to me and they want to live a life that's fulfilling and exciting, and they kind of see that as a life over there, they don't see themselves as really, it's not possible for them. There's two reasons that come through consistently. So people will say, I would have a great life, but what do you think those two things are?
I don't have enough time and I don't have enough money.
Exactly, right?
I hear it all the time.
It doesn't matter where we are in the world. I mean, literally, because, you know, since I've been blessed to step into this work, I have a pretty, it's very fascinating to me. I can be having a conversation with somebody in Australia or Canada or the United States, and it's really the same conversation. And that's the part where I said earlier, you know, people are people. So I don't have time. I don't have money.
Uh-huh.
When I work with people, the first place we go is to look at their relationship to time.
Uh-huh.
Because we run a story about how there's not enough time. And then if you start getting very clear about what you would be doing if you had all the time in the world, and we do some fun exercises to do that, to really get clear about that, you start to recognize that we all have 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We all have 7 days in a week. If we're living on this plane, now some folks are playing on a different plane than we are, but let's just say for the physical plane that we're in right now, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. But most of us are not conscious of how we're spending our time. We get this wake-up call. All of a sudden, we realize, hey, wait a second. I may not live forever. I better be clear about the time that I have left. What am I choosing to spend it on? And more importantly, what are the habits that make up your daily routine? Okay, where are you actually choosing to spend your time? So that's a big exercise. It really is one of the distinctions that changed my life. You know, my relationship to time absolutely changed my life. And the other piece is the piece about money. And you and I have had some really good conversations about this. I know you just did a whole training series on this.
Mm-hmm.
Money is such a struggle for those of us that grow up without it. If you grow up without money, it's always like this magic wand somewhere, on the other, you know, plane. Again, somebody else, those rich people have this, these rich people have that. Well, I can tell you, I've been very poor and I've been very wealthy, and wealthy is just more fun. Okay, it just provides more freedom, and it's not any different. I'm still the same person. I still get up in the morning. I still have to go pee. Sorry, probably shouldn't have said that. You know, we're still...
You get the TMI buzzer.
Yeah, beep. You know, you still have the same hopes and dreams. So money is not really the object either. We make money the excuse. But when we get lined up with what our true passions and purposes are, and we really start giving ourselves permission to spend time and energy focused in those arenas, the money starts flowing to us and through us directly related to our service.
Uh-huh.
So the ease and grace in my life, Jennifer, really looks like this. When I am working in my purpose and I'm truly in service, everything I need is provided for me energetically with money. And with time, I have to be the master of my own systems. I can't run this story that I don't have time because I'm at the mercy of something else. I have to choose every day. How do I choose to spend my time? It's the most precious commodity that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's the most precious commodity that others have, but, you know, that's not for me to judge.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, the difference between time and money is that time is a non-renewable resource.
Correct.
Whereas money can come in and out.
Exactly. Exactly. And so if time is really something that's non-renewable, wouldn't you think that it would be the most important thing to put your attention on?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right.
It is so fascinating, and I know you and I have talked about this. As soon as someone tells me that they don't have enough time, I actually know that they have more than enough time. And that they're spending, and I'm like, great, let's have a chat about where you're putting your time. And I also know people are not honest with me about where they put their time. So if they tell me that they're spending 3 hours a day on the Internet just surfing, I know that actually means about 6 hours a day. Because there's a lot of shame in how people are spending their time, because they know when it's coming out of their mouth that they don't have enough time, that they're actually being dishonest with themselves.
Exactly.
So how do you lovingly take people through that journey to discover that, in fact, it's how they're managing their time that's the issue, not that there's not enough of it?
Well, one of the exercises that I recommend, and any of your listeners can do this on their own if they're disciplined, it doesn't take a whole lot to do this. You've heard about people who are having challenges with their weight, keeping a food journal. I recommend for my clients to take a time journal And really, it doesn't have to be that you sit down and write everything that you do for a month and make yourself crazy, right? Because that takes a long time to do, right? But what happens for folks is just even sitting down over the course of 2 or 3 days and becoming conscious and aware of where they're spending their time, now all of a sudden perhaps that person will see that it's not actually 3 hours. Maybe it is 6 hours that they're surfing and playing on Facebook. You know, Facebook is so fun, and wouldn't we all like to just read about what everybody else is doing? It's just so fascinating, but it's a luxury for me as a business person. I'm on Facebook, I check in, I see what messages I have. If there's something that I need to share with my audience or with my friends, I put that out there, and then I get off. You know, it's not one of those things that you should leave on your computer all day if you're interested in being productive in business.
You know, or in life.
That is your business, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have time. I don't have time for a relationship. I don't have time for friends. I don't have time to go to the gym. On and on and on. Yeah, and time becomes the protector. As long as I can hide behind there's not enough time, then I actually don't have to go out there and live my life fully.
Well, in the, you know, the first talk that I did, it's so funny because I just wrote in my blog a little segment for the Power of 1 Minute. And the exercise that I do with groups, so you can be with, you know, a large audience, is I ask everybody to just close their eyes and sit quietly with me for 60 seconds. I do this frequently on seminars and speaking live, and people are like, oh, I know this one. But just to get someone to be present to the power of 1 minute, to get present to how pregnant 60 seconds actually are. And for, you know, there's type A personalities. I describe myself as a triple A personality. You know, I'm just a hummingbird on crack. I'm so going. I've got so much energy and passion in life. So,
okay, hold on. You're a hummingbird on crack. Let's just be with that for a moment. Let's take a full 60 seconds to be with that image.
It's, you know, I have two speeds. I'm going or I'm asleep. There's really nothing in between. So with this, it's that place of, for someone with my type of personality, and we tend to attract to ourselves, Jennifer, you know this, when you start being asked to lead and teach others. You know, we catch that person who comes to us that's really just, they're just like us. You know, they're maybe just like one step behind in the journey. We're all in the game together. So I tend to attract very strong type A personalities. And for me to ask them to be still for 60 seconds can literally be painful. And then we work up to like being still for about 5 or 10 minutes. And this, you know, sometimes they need a couple weeks to get it. It's not easy. It really isn't. So just a few of those exercises, keeping track of how you are actually spending your time, giving yourself permission, you know, take an egg timer because you know you won't be able to do it without some help, or go to stopwatch.com and turn everything off and sit with yourself. I'm not asking you to meditate. It's a little too much to ask here, but just really like just being.
I like the egg timer idea because I do believe that most people aren't in their body, and they think 5 minutes on the internet or what feels like 5 minutes actually ends up being an hour, but because they're not in their body, they don't even realize that much time has passed.
Exactly. Yeah, we are mostly not in the presence of where we are right now. We are mostly not conscious. Absolutely.
Lots to think about there. So ease and grace comes from, if I'm hearing you correctly, from our relationship with time and shifting into really valuing it as a treasured commodity.
I would agree with that. And I think that that's one of the steps. You know, I think that's the beginning step. The other place for me, when I started becoming conscious, Jennifer, I realized that I did not breathe. Literally. I went to a yoga class when I was 40, and I was high as a kite, and I had no idea what was going on. And it was simply because of the oxygen. This is crazy.
Sorry, you're cracking me up today.
So I have a big sign on my desk that my daughter, my darling angel Erica, gave to me for the holidays that says breathe. I need a reminder, because, again, I'm just like the person out there that's running and busy and doing. I need to remember that my body and my brain, my health, requires me to take some oxygen in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes a big difference in how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention that our breath is really our deepest awareness that we're alive.
Mm, beautiful.
So connecting in with our breath daily, like really consciously connecting in with it, allows us to shift from existing into really living, which is ultimately what we're saying that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely want to hear more about your programs and your offers and tips that you can share with folks. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the entrepreneurial journey and living a life with passion. So we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. Today on Soul Purpose Central, we have a very special guest, Laura Gisborne of PoweredWithPassion.com. Before the break, Laura was sharing some amazing tips about how we can really move through our lives in ease and grace. And I hope that something in there resonated for you and that you'll even give yourself an opportunity to play around with that. The other thing, Laura, that I know is really important for you is passion. And passion is kind of a loaded word for people. Everyone kind of has their own association with it. So what does it mean to you, and how does someone go about finding their passion?
Well, you know, it's really, it's funny that you say that because it's a loaded word. Because I get spammed a lot because Powered with Passion is my website, and it's, a lot of times it's kind of sexy. But really, for me, I feel like I've actually just written my first book. And the, you know, the subtitle, the name of the book is Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving. I grew up in a very kind of sad childhood, you know, just not to spend a bunch of time rehashing the past, but I just grew up in survival mode, and I really lived in survival mode for such a long time. And now when people are drawn to my energy, I know it's because they feel the happiness and the joy of what it feels like to be in a life that's thriving and fulfilling and exciting. And I still meet people so frequently that I feel like are living lives of quiet desperation, and it saddens me. I know that each of us have a special gift to contribute to the world, and I believe that it takes some discovery, it takes some life experience to really tune into that. But when you're living your life and it's powered with passion, when you're really fueled, if you think about like driving a car on fumes, how that feels when you're just scared, am I going to make it to the gas station, versus when you've got the car, you know, just the tank is full and you're flying down the highway and the radio's playing and you're just singing along and like life is flowing for you, ease and grace. That's really how it feels for me in going from where I came from to where I live today. And I know that it's possible. It's possible for others. And it takes releasing fears. It takes releasing conditioning. And it takes also giving yourself permission to go inside and do the discovery and get connected to what really matters. What do you value in the world? I give people the exercise of I ask them to write down what they would do, to go back to the time and money piece. Once they've gotten clear about this, what would you do if you had all the time and the money? You know, if you had all the time in the world and you had all the resources you needed to do whatever you'd like to do, what would it be? And people's passions hide there. You know, they're like, well, if I won the lottery, I would. And there's all kinds of good stuff, you know. And when I did this exercise for myself years ago before I started teaching and leading, and I was a student of this type of work, and I'm still a student, by the way, I wrote down things that were so funny, like I would read to my children, I'd go hiking. You know, there was all these things on this list that were absolutely free and available to me, and I didn't know how to give myself permission to do them. I didn't know how to give myself permission to experience my life. I knew how to make a living. I was really good at making a living. And I knew how to drive the bus. But I didn't know how to just really give myself permission. And a lot of that was tied to fears.
That's so true. We can see things on that list that shock us. You know, that we know we actually can make things happen if we give ourselves permission. So after we're waiting around for permission from our parents or whoever raised us, and once we become our adult selves, we're still waiting around for that when, in fact, all we need to do is give it to ourselves.
Yeah. So I think for me, Jennifer, living a life that's full of passion and excitement, you know, really it's something wonderful and such a gift to wake up in the morning and be so grateful to be me. And when someone comes to me and they're really in pain and they're struggling, I urge them to just try it on. Just try to start the day. Try to start your first awakening moments with gratitude. You know, we all have something to be grateful for. It could be as simple as I'm thankful for this breath. Because without this breath, there would be no life. Right? Starting simply, thankful for the bed we're sleeping in. There are many people that are around the world that don't have beds, that don't have roofs over their heads, that don't have full tummies. You know, we get more of what we focus on. So really learning, and this is, again, it's a practice, it's a habit, really learning to be consciously grateful and really focusing on all these blessings just keeps bringing the multitudes of gifts back to my life. And I know that I didn't invent the wheel. I didn't have to. Somebody else did. But I believe that each of us can choose where to focus our energy and where to focus our perspective.
Absolutely. I know another thing that you're passionate about is helping women really step into their greatness, because we seem to really shy away from that for a variety of different reasons. So talk to us more about what that looks like.
You know, one of my gifts that I have just discovered in the last few years, I've been doing it all of my life, and when you start discovering what your gifts are and what your mission is, it's so funny, because then you can say, like, oh gosh, there it is, and I've been doing it again and again and again and again, is that I see people whole and complete. I see people in their absolute magnificence. And for the grace of God, there were people who came into my life in my early 20s who could see me when I could not see myself. You know, at age 20, I weighed 98 pounds. I was severely anorexic, living with a man that beat me on a regular basis. And I was so blessed by angels who saw me when I couldn't see myself.
Mm.
I know that there are many, many, many women and men who are out there that are really, truly magnificent beings and can't see it for themselves. Because I've been blessed with this life that I live today, I've been called to really share the gift of seeing them and helping them release the fears and step into their greatness. And I think that for all of us, it takes baby steps. You know, you don't go from zero to millionaire overnight. You don't go from being very unhealthy to being in perfect health overnight. These things take a little time, and they take daily practices. And my work is really geared towards creating that bridge for them so that they can get from where they are right now to that place where they're fully in their power, so they can in turn share their contribution with the world. It's very difficult to share and give when you're in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You move into the place where you're really thriving and feeling your abundance, it's overflowing. You can't help yourself. There's more than enough, and you're just called to share. And that changes the planet. You know, it changes the energy for all of us when we're in a place of service and overflowing abundance.
Mm-hmm. So how do we own our greatness?
I have a little visual of, do you remember that? Did you watch Saturday Night Live years ago? It was like,
still, yes, you know what you're going to say.
And I don't remember exactly what he said, but like, I'm
good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
People like me. So see, there you go. There it was, right there. I think that what I feel like is a distinction when someone is really living a life that's successful and complete is that, honest to goodness, Jennifer, the voices do not go away. People who have fears and feel like they're not good enough are most of us. And the difference is that when you hear that voice and you have those doubts, it's feeling that, hearing it. And so for mine, I can say to my brain, thank you for sharing. I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and I'm going to get in action and move forward anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly moving towards the place where I can grow and contribute more. If I'm breathing and I'm alive, I'm growing and learning. And I think that if each of us can spend more time and more energy focused on the blessings that we already have and keep ourselves moving towards our place of contribution and service, when someone's feeling sorry for themselves, I invite them to go do some volunteer work. You know, it's just, again, an activity. If you're bored and you're feeling sorry for yourself, honestly, there's someone out there that you can serve. I don't know if you have to go to the local elderly place where folks live. You know, there are people listening to this all over the world. But, if you know, there's some place there's an elderly person that may be incapacitated. Go buy them some lunch, you know, or go sit and visit with them. Give them time. Find places where you can serve. Go to your local elementary school and work with children, teaching them to read. You know, if you've got something simple like that that you can look forward to where you can contribute, all of a sudden it takes your focus off of what you don't have and what's not good enough.
And our parents, perhaps, society, like other programming, has done a really great job at helping us buy into the illusion that we're not good enough. So we're conditioned to focus on what's wrong with us. And what you're saying is that what's actually going to move us forward is to focus on what's right with us.
Again, I fully believe it is a law of the universe that focus attracts more. I don't know exactly how to put the correct words in there for you, but it's just something of, you know, when I look at someone who has got a really hard time going on, and the world, you know, the sky is falling, it's Chicken Little, they get more of that and more of that and more of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
what
the half
focus
empty,
on expand.
Yeah, it's a half empty, half full glass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, people will say to me, oh, you have a, my husband as well, you guys have the golden touch, you have the Midas touch. Well, no, you know, we do a lot of stuff. There's that place where we have lots of energy, we do a lot of stuff. Not everything turns to gold. But when we don't have what appears to be gold on the outside of an experience, we're grateful for the learning. We're grateful for, okay, this one didn't happen because I believe that God is a generous God. I believe that life is happening for me, not to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I've been where I felt a victim all the time, and it was happening to me, and it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great food for thought as we leave folks to take a quick break. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Laura Gisborne, and make sure you visit www.poweredwithpassion.com to learn more about Laura during our break. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central with our special guest today, Laura Gisborne of PoweredWithPassion.com. And Laura, I know that we need support when we want to hold ourselves accountable to our vision and to our life, and particularly in business. And masterminds are a really great way to do that. I've participated in many, and I know that you have as well. So why are masterminds so important?
Well, I think that as human beings, we tend to put off things that are not fun or uncomfortable. And so masterminds, for me, are a great way to stay accountable and stay on track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to go do the fun things. You know, just talking about on the break, you know, we want to go do the fun things, but there's certain things in business particularly that need to be done. And if we have certain goals and experiences that we'd like to create for ourselves and our lives personally as well, it requires us being clear and focused, and being on a team and part of a team really helps that happen. There's the ease and grace again. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the gift of many minds coming together and sharing their wisdom, and really being in a place where you're fully supported. I love being in a group where I have other people who are excited about what my next step is. It's really a
mm-hmm.
nice gift. You know, it becomes a bit of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for folks, I'm just realizing that some people listening might not know what a mastermind is. So can you give us the Cole's Notes version of that?
Yeah. So I think that there's different types of programs. I mean, there's kind of group programs where there's one person who's facilitating it and leading it. But what I find in a group environment like that is that, again, just having, you know, let's say you're in a group of 5 to 10 people and everybody really puts their energy and their focus on you achieving your next goal, it makes it very easy. It's almost like the wind beneath your wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I encourage people to...
Yeah, so you get to join the divine mind.
Yeah.
All those brains together are often better than one, and you have the accountability and the cheerleading and the, you know, safe place to be who you are and all those kind of things rolled into one.
Absolutely.
So I know that you actually have a Powered with Passion mastermind, and that kind of ties in with the giveaway that you want to share with our listeners today. So can you first of all let people know how they can join your mastermind?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for the invitation. I want to, I'd love to put out a couple of different things. If you visit me online at lauragisborne.com, my name has an E on the end, you can search me out, lauragisborne.com, I have a free offering there where you can get, especially it's great for entrepreneurs, 7 strategies to move your business from surviving to thriving. And that's a free offering that I have that you're welcome to go and check out if that feels like something that would speak to you. The PoweredWithPassion.com website speaks about an event that I do once a year. I do a live event where people can get a chance to work with me one-on-one and work with my team of friends and mentors. We come together and really do an amazing 3-day supportive event. The monthly mastermind is at poweredwithpassion.com/monthly mastermind. But if you decide to opt into any of my opt-in sites that you'll see on any of these pages, you'll get on my list and I'll be in communication with you. There's also places you can contact me if you have any questions or any interest in working with me in the future. I'm very available, so I'm easy to find.
Mm-hmm. So if they join the mastermind, I'm seeing your offer here that there's a fast focus training for that's a $97 value that they receive, and also Passion in Action, which is a 5-week training that's a $497 value, and then 2 bonus tickets to your upcoming event in November in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a value of $1,994.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy.
I would say.
I believe in giving you as much as I possibly can. So I believe that, again, there's going to be some little nugget of wisdom or service that can come through. So we just try to give you everything that we possibly can and then hope that we can serve you in the best way possible. So poweredwithpassion.com/monthly mastermind is where you see the
opportunity to enroll in the monthly mastermind. And the two free tickets are a big deal if you're able to come and join us at our annual event. This year it'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona at the JW Marriott, and November 4th, 5th, and 6th. And it's 3 days to just really retreat and go deep and design a life that fully supports you and that's integrated with what you love personally and give you the tools you need so that you can express that professionally and have it all flow with ease and grace. That's mm-hmm. the goal of the weekend.
Wonderful. So as we start to wrap up our show together, what last bit of wisdom do you feel called to share with everyone who's listening today?
The piece that I would really like to share with people is to know that you're not alone. That when you feel like, you know, a life that's fulfilling and successful is for somebody else over there, please give yourself permission to know that we are really truly the same, and that each and every one of you deserves to be happy, that you have the tools that you need. And if you feel like you need help, be open and seek that help. I think that's one of the things that happens is we feel like, oh, I'm too small and I don't really want to contact that person because I'm afraid that maybe my problems aren't important enough. You know, we play this game of playing small. And really, the people who have made it, they've been where you are and they want to see you move to your greatness. You know, I know that I am one of many, many people that are really out here to support you. So if you know that there's somebody that has something that you'd like to have, if they have a lifestyle or they have an energy or a happiness that you'd like to see for yourself, reach out. Ask the question. You know, for those of us that have made the turn in the road and really, like, come to that place where things are flowing, it's our calling and our obligation and our blessing to serve you, to see you join us in the place of happiness.
What a great place to leave everyone with today, that beautiful message. So it's been such a joy to have you on our show today. You know I adore you, and I'm so grateful that you joined us and shared your wisdom. And thanks to all of you for sharing your time and your energy with us today. I wish all of you a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to connecting with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com. Dot C-A.